Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Friday, July 29th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Wage War with Prophecy. Our text is taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Pastor Chris says, in Acts chapter 5 verse 26, the Bible says, then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. From the foregoing verse, there's the captain, then there are officers. The word captain is the Greek strategios, and that's the commanding officer. However, the word officers is huperitis in Greek, which refers to those that work with their hands, that is, those that carry out the assignment or instructions given by the strategos, the captain or the commanding officer. Then, when you read 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3, it says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The word soldier is the Greek strateotis, and it's different from both strategos and huperitis. But when it says to war a good warfare, as read in our opening verse, it uses stratomai for war. That refers to a commanding officer in the military expedition, a strategist. He's not the huperitis. He's not the strategios, but the strategist. You're required to be tough like the strategios. Tough as a good soldier, but you're not to carry out the war like the huperitis, the officers. Rather, use prophecy. Hallelujah. Use prophecy to wage war. That's the strategy. And it's a strategy of the Spirit. In prophecy, you are declaring words of power inspired by the Holy Spirit. Use the spoken word to frame and plan your course of life. The word is a spiritual substance. That's why it's important you pray in the Spirit a lot. As you do, you find yourself uttering words in your understanding that are inspired by the Spirit of God, by which you prevail over demons and the adversities of life. Glory to God. Please take this confession with me. I'm functioning in supernatural supply, strength, ability, wisdom, and knowledge. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm fulfilling God's purpose for my life. I'm forever protected and fortified against all evil and wickedness in this world. I dwell in the safety and peaceful habitation of the Almighty. A place of glory, dominion, and everlasting joy, where I reign and rule with Christ over circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Hosea chapter 14, verse 2, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, and Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, use the spoken word to frame and plan your course of life. The Word is a spiritual substance. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.